Figure 7.4 shows what we can do with this spring that can change its spring constant k. What we're going to do is put it into a model of the heart. The time-varying elastance, which is really a time-varying spring constant, will increase its elastance and will try to push against the piston that connects to the left ventricle. As it does so, it will increase the pressure inside the left ventricle. When the pressure in the left ventricle gets greater than that in the aortic valve will open and the blood in the left ventricle will eject, after which the time-varying elastance begins to decrease, the spring constant decreases, and the pressure drops, the aortic valve closes, and the mitral valve eventually will open, filling the ventricle again. This is our first model of the heart. I think what's interesting about this is this new model of the heart contains both isometric contractions, or isovolumic contractions, and also some isotonic contractions at constant force. So we have elements of both isotonic and isometric contractions, as we talked about in earlier figures.